Now, back to the Jack and Tom Show on 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling here with Dave Benton. The Jack and Tom Show, 1320 WILS. Give us a call, 393-3700. Dave, what do you think about the Super Bowl being played in New York?
I'm okay with it. I don't mind cold weather games in football. I really, New York's a great city. I look back to the Detroit Super Bowl and what a great time it was downtown in Detroit. Not necessarily the game, since that was an indoor game, but the atmosphere around the stadium. You had Pittsburgh, which is a cold weather city anyway, so they were totally cool with it. Seattle was great, and it was a great atmosphere, and I can see New York being a great venue to host all the surrounding things that go on during a Super Bowl week. And then I don't mind an outdoor game. I really don't.
I'm not sure the NFL will be back to Detroit, and I don't think they're going to be playing a lot of these cold weather games because of all the related activities, and they take it south for a reason. But it's New York, so New York is a little bit different, and because of the new stadiums, things that they're going to do, I would not expect to see this on a regular basis.
No. Cold weather games are not ideal, especially because when you have people that are paying that much money for a football game, they're probably going to want to be warm. They're not going to want to freeze their butt off during a game that expensive. But I like the idea of a championship game in the elements. I really do.
Well, that's what the Big Ten is looking at now. Where are they going to have their championship game when Nebraska comes in? Is it going to be in Indianapolis? Is it going to be in Detroit? Is it going to be in a rotator? And there are places like Lambeau Field and Green Bay bidding for it. Now, I think that's a little bit out of the way, first of all. I don't think it's geographically convenient, but yeah, it is very interesting.
Where would you prefer to see it?
You know, I think Indianapolis does such a great job with college sports. And I think that it's just about geographically in the center.
Yeah.
That's fine with me.
I'm okay with a couple different areas. I think Ford Field would do a great job. I think they do a good job with Motor City Bowl / Little
Caesars Bowl. You can move it around, too.
All the time. I wouldn't mind seeing that. A change of venue all the time. You know, the Big Ten is spread out, especially now with Nebraska and then Penn State on the other side. It's spread out over such a large region that I think that would be fair to kind of just move it all over, move it all over the Midwest year to year to give different teams, frankly, some motivation to maybe go win a Big Ten championship, say, hey, it's in our home field this time. We've got a chance to win it.
And then there's the idea that what does it do to the game if you have games in the Midwest, even Thanksgiving? You know, those games get changed by weather. And if you have something and it's December 5th, you might get great weather. You might get bad weather.
But that,
I don't know.
That's Big Ten football. That's what it's all about, is playing in the elements and handling whatever comes your way and dealing with it. And there's a good reason why teams from the SEC and the ACC and things like that don't come north that late in the year, is because they don't like adjusting to that cold weather.
Well, they don't come north to play Big Ten teams because there's no room for them on the schedule. They're
well,
not
you could
play
some late games. There's some late out-of-conference games that people play, and the SEC plays out-of-conference late in the year all the time. They could make it happen if they wanted to make it happen. Let's be serious about that.
I don't think there's any way you'll ever see an SEC Big Ten but game in November here because you're right in the middle of your conference season.
No, but that's...
You don't see Big Ten teams go down south and play either.
You've got Big Ten teams this year playing their last game of the season against... Wisconsin's playing Fresno State, last game of the season at Fresno State. So I'm saying Big Ten teams do play out-of-conference games later in the season. It's not always... But it has happened since they've gone to the 12-game schedule that teams will play teams out of conference late in the year. So I'm just arguing. What I'm saying is that SEC teams could probably make it happen if they wanted to.
There are very, very few Big Ten SEC matchups. Now, we have one this year with Penn State and Alabama.
Yeah.
But that is very, very rare, and those games will only be played in September because if you get a loss late in the year, you're dead.
Well,
if you get a loss in September, you can overcome that.
You're missing a little bit of the point of what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, because we're talking about the elements, what I'm saying is what makes Big Ten football great is that they adjust to the elements and that they play well in those cold weather situations or warm weather situations.
I think if you're going to have a championship game and that much is riding on it, you want to find the best team. And you're going to find a team that can play in a national championship game. And that national championship game isn't going to be played in cold weather.
I'm not
ever.
Saying the national championship game is.
So why would you pick your champion or your representative based on cold weather
in the Big Ten?
And climate conditions that have nothing to do with where the championship's going to be played?
Because the Big Ten, every team has to deal with those elements outside. Every team deals with it every single year. So to me, there's no advantage or disadvantage depending on what team you are.
I think there's a difference when you go into December, and I think you want to minimize that as much as possible. Let's go back to our phones, 393-3700. Let's go on. Let's talk with Shannon Kelly. Hello, Shannon.
Jack, how are we doing today, buddy?
Just great. How are you?
I'm fine. Hey, I'm standing in the middle, the heart of Chicago, waiting to see the Cubs-Phillies game today. And that made me think of another Cubs historian like yourself, so I thought I'd call and say hi.
Well, the Cubs going to get this thing turned around?
Hey, they're off to a good start. And you know us Cubs fans, hope spring it's eternal.
What are you going to do with Carlos Zambrano?
That's a question that all Cubs fans wonder about. I mean, when he's on, he's fiery, but when he's acting like this, it's just a nuisance and a distraction. So they haven't said when they're going to bring him back.
Well, that's an awful lot of money if they want to try to jettison him. They've got a guarantee for a lot of money they're on the line for. I don't know what they can do with him.
Like you just said, I don't know if anybody wants him for that kind of money. Yeah.
Has
not
he even
until he gets his head screwed out straight.
Former Lansing Lugnut.
Has he even officially apologized to the team for that whole situation? Or is he just,
they just kind of alienated him from
the locker room? Yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't heard anything about it.
No, nothing in the public.
Well, it's the kind of thing I know that Lou Piniella just drives him absolutely fruity and just about ready to get him out of managing, because it's those kinds of situations where the manager used to have a little bit of power. Now he is rendered powerless.
Yeah, he doesn't have much that he can do to keep those things from happening. You're right. I think it's something that's making him think about giving it up.
Did you watch the All-Star game the other night?
I watched a little bit of it, yes.
What do you think of the idea of having a home field advantage for the World Series based on the All-Star game?
I think it's one of the worst ideas that Bud Selig ever came up with, is trying to make that game, which should be all about, you know, what the fans want to see and, you know, the pomp and circumstance of the Midsummer Classic. But, you know, just to make it something meaningful that two teams that get that deep into the playoffs, you know, have no control over anymore. And it's just one of the worst ideas that baseball's ever come up with.
You know what ruined the All-Star game, Dave?
What's that?
Interleague play. And I like interleague play.
That's true.
But before you had it, you never saw these guys go against each other because they never played. So
right.
It was always a little mystique with that.
Yeah, I liked interleague play at first. I've started to sour towards it. And the reason is that I liked the element of you win your league and then you play a team that you know absolutely nothing about for the world championship. Mm-hmm. And I really did like that element, and I didn't realize how much I liked it until interleague play started.
Right.
And now I really do wish they'd go away from interleague play again.
Hey, thanks a lot, Shannon. Appreciate the call. Enjoy the game.
Guys, have a good day.
All right. You know, I think one of the things about interleague play is that when you have a Subway Series, when you have Mets and Yankees,
those are great
for
cities.
White Sox and Cubs, they're great for the cities, and they sell a lot of tickets, and there's a lot of bragging rights going on. I mean, as opposed to watching the Cubs play the Astros three more times.
Yeah.
You know, I like the idea of interleague play. I just think that it has killed some of the romance.
I would agree with
that. Of baseball. You know, every other league has it. The NFL, the AFC plays the NFC during the regular season. In the NBA, certainly, you know, you've got Eastern swings and West Coast trips and all that. They don't say, well, you can't cross the Mississippi River.
But the mystery is what made baseball great about not having interleague play, was the mystery of how good is the National League compared to the American League? You know, how do you compare it when they don't play? And it opened up for a lot of debate, which I think was great for baseball, that people would have those conversations. Now you have, well, the American League went 12-0 against the National League today. Apparently the American League is better than the National League. You have those kind of conversations, and I think there's something to having mystery.
The other thing was, I liked it because you could go an entire career of a star player and never see Henry Aaron or Willie Mays. Now, if you're a fan in any city, you know, some year, some way,
you're going to get to see
that guy. So I like that a lot.
I'm not going to argue with that. That's a very good point.
An important point. We'll be back in hour three. We're going to have Dr. John Braccio, Regional Psychological Services, will be with us, and Adam Rittenberg, ESPN.com. Going to continue our college football exploration today, kind of the introduction to that. We're going to have a lot of coaches joining us, too, over the next couple of weeks. We'll be right back. Jack Ebling and Dave Benton, Jack and Tom Show, 1320 WILS.